Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1318, Stress and Weight Loss by Chalene Johnson of ChaleneJohnson.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Happy Sunday and a very happy Easter if you're celebrating. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read to you from the best health and fitness blogs on the planet, from a bunch of different authors, and always with permission from the sites, of course. And then on Fridays, I do something a little different. I answer your questions. You can send me a question at oldpodcast.com/ask, or you can email your question to health@oldpodcast.com. Again, wishing you a very safe and very happy Easter if you're celebrating. But with that, let's get right to today's article and continue optimizing your life. Stress and Weight Loss by Chalene Johnson of ChaleneJohnson.com. Feeling a little stressed lately? Are you also struggling to lose weight? If you're doing everything right, working out, eating clean, consuming the correct amount of calories, and you still can't seem to make any progress, well, what gives? Well, have you considered taking steps to reduce your level of stress? Stress can greatly affect your body, your energy level, weight, being prone to illness, your emotional state, and how you feel overall. The good news is you can take steps to reduce your stress level and get your weight and your life back on track. My story of stress. Are you one of those people juggling a lot of things in life? Maybe you have a job and a business on the side, a family, and a house to take care of, and you're also finding time to exercise and cook healthy meals. On top of that, you're chasing down big goals, and you have a to-do list that's half a mile long. I know I talk a lot about crushing your to-do list and going after goals, but sometimes we have to take a step back and look at the bigger picture to make sure we're headed in the right direction. At one point in my life, when I was undergoing a considerable amount of stress while filming a new series of workout videos on top of running my business, I experienced something similar to what you might be going through. I was working out more than I ever had in my life, 2, sometimes 3 times per day, and eating less than usual. I was also doing too much mentally and getting by with very little sleep. Regardless of how much I exercised or how clean my diet was, I was at my heaviest. I finally had to step back and take the advice I'd been giving to other people struggling to lose weight. I needed to reduce my stress level and do less. Keeping up with the Joneses. You see, I was one of those people who equated busyness and stress with success. I thought I couldn't keep up with what I'd achieved or continue to be successful if I wasn't always busy. In fact, I came to resent anyone who wasn't as busy and stressed out as I was. I thought relaxing meant you were lazy, and I had this crazy urge to make a to-do list for anyone who wasn't running around like a chicken with its head cut off. So, why are you stressed out? Does that scenario sound familiar? Oftentimes, our stress level is dependent upon our preconceived ideas about what success looks like and what we think we should be doing with our lives. But the truth is, you can have all the money, the cars, and the toys, but if you're constantly on edge and your personal life is a mess, these things don't necessarily make you quote-unquote successful. Over the past few years, I've realized that stress doesn't equal success. In fact, once I sat down and defined what success truly means to me, I realized it's the exact opposite. Since then, I've made small changes that resulted in a big shift, and I got in the best shape of my life, physically, mentally, and emotionally. Overcoming stress. So how did I get here? I started working from the inside out, and everything else followed suit. If you have a lot of stress in your life and you're struggling to lose weight, or you simply just have a lot of stress in your life, consider doing the following. 1. Create your own definition of success. What does success look like to you? Don't worry about money, job titles, or what your friends and family think success is. Create your own definition and figure out what you need to do more or less of in order to get there. 2. Reevaluate your goals. Now that you've defined success on your terms, do your goals match up? Consider setting new goals that will help you reach this new stress-free destination. 3. Delegate and do less. You can do anything, but you can't do everything. It's time to start taking some things off your plate. Brainstorm a list of everything you do at work, in your business, at home, etc. Then, figure out what you can delegate to others so you can focus on your most important tasks. 4. Change up your workouts. Over-exercising doesn't do your body any good, and it won't help you lose weight. Instead, consider changing it up. When I was over-exercising and struggling with my weight, I combated it by making my workouts shorter and more intense with HIIT, or high-intensity interval training workouts. 5. Include flexibility training. Not only does flexibility training help keep your body from getting injured, but it also helps your body recover and reduce stress. Take time to stretch and breathe. 6. Take a close look at your diet. How clean is your diet, and how many calories are you really eating? Take a closer look. Then, if you're sure your diet is on point, you might actually consider eating a little bit more. When you eat too little, your metabolism may slow down, and you can end up holding onto fat instead of losing it. And 7, rest. When you're tired and stressed out, your body attempts to protect you by creating additional layers of fat. More and more studies are proving that increased stress and lack of sleep greatly affects your weight. In fact, those who get inadequate amounts of sleep are 50% more likely to be obese. So start finding ways to relax and get more sleep. When it comes down to it, weight loss has everything to do with your overall lifestyle. There are no shortcuts. You have to take care of yourself. Do the work from the inside out and start making small changes and shifts today that will lead you to the life you want to live and your own definition of success. You just listened to the post titled Stress and Weight Loss by Chalene Johnson of ChaleneJohnson.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. I completely agree that getting rest, incorporating some flexibility or yoga, something like that to de-stress, can absolutely help with weight loss. What we're finding from a lot of good data are that stress not only increases fat stores potentially, but it increases fat stores around the center of the body, right around that area that we like to call our Dunlop or spare tire, right around the abdomen. And that's usually where people want to lose the weight the most. But for some reason, we're built this way, where when we're under lots of stress for long periods of time, we're talking weeks, months, and years, our bodies like to turn that stress into fat around the abdomen. And it's not fun to look at, of course, but fat around the abdomen turns out to be more harmful than fat carried around the hips, for example. What I mean by that is fat cells around the abdomen, for some reason, behave differently than fat cells in other areas of the body. Fat around the abdomen tends to secrete different hormones that increase our risk for chronic diseases, like cancer, heart disease, stroke, whereas fat around the hips doesn't seem to do that. Now, I know hearing this may be increasing your stress levels as I speak, but remember, there's always something you can do about it. So don't just say, oh, I'm stressed out, that's just the way it is, I'm always gonna have fat around my belly. Nope. As we just mentioned, there are 6 to 7 ways you can help reduce that. All right, that'll do it for me for today. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a subscriber and sharing the show with someone. I hope you have a great rest of your day. I'll be back here tomorrow, as always, where your optimal life awaits.